William Easterling no longer lives here in New York. I called him Tuesday morning to ask if he and his wife were the same Easterlings listed as owners of 165 Fort Bell Street, a two-family home in Brooklyn on the border of Cypress Hills and Ozone Park.
Yes, we own the property at one time.
He said he and his wife raised their four kids there, but they moved out of the neighborhood in 1993. Easterling had been violently mugged on his way to work a few months before, and his wife said enough. But his troubles didn't end there. He had to file for bankruptcy and was forced to surrender the Brooklyn property. As I asked more questions, Easterling became suspicious.
Where are we going? What does this got to do? Where are we going with this?
I explained. His old property was listed in the indictment against Senator John Sampson, who's accused of keeping money that came from the foreclosure sale. Did he know he could have claimed some of the $80,000 Sampson reported from the sale of 165 Fort Bell Street?
Of course not. Otherwise, I would have had an attorney look into it, of course. With all the money I had to spend and plus what I lost from the home. But I had no idea, no.
Sampson is accused of embezzling $440,000 from the foreclosure sales of four properties. In each case, he was appointed by the courts to serve as the referee. In that role, he was overseeing the foreclosure auction and making sure that any surplus funds were returned to the clerk for disbursement. Sampson is accused of keeping that money for himself. Josh Zinner is co-director of NEDAP, a nonprofit that works on economic justice issues.
The sums in surplus represented the family's leftover equity, their, you know, possibly their only source of wealth after they had lost their home in foreclosure.
A spokesman for the Office of Court Administration admitted there is no system in place to make sure referees actually deposit surplus funds from a foreclosure sale. On Monday, Senator Sampson entered a plea of not guilty. As for Easterling, he thinks someone should have told him there was money out there owed to him.
I'm 70 years old, okay? I wasn't born yesterday. I mean, and I look in the mirror and I know I don't look that stupid. Again, if I should be owed something, I feel that it would have been up to this court, whatever the court was, to inform me of this.
Technically, it wasn't up to the court to notify Easterling. But even if he had known to ask, prosecutors are saying the money wasn't there to give. Sampson kept it. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.